7 minutes past 8. Lisa Pereira is here again to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
Cost is to take priority over aesthetics in future state infrastructure projects. That's the headline over a front page article in the Irish Times. London correspondent Mark Paul spoke to Finance Minister Jack Chambers on the sidelines of a conference in London. Minister Chambers said important lessons had been learned from the €2.24 billion National Children's Hospital. He said that in future projects, choices need to be made around cost and efficiency over design and aesthetics. The killing of a father of nine in Balgaddy in Dublin is on several front pages this morning. 53-year-old James, known as Jake Burney, was stabbed to death on Wednesday night in his home, where he lived with his elderly father. Neighbours described him as a gentle soul, harmless and decent. You'll find that story on the front of the Irish Daily Star, the Irish Daily Mirror, the Irish Independent and the Herald. €40 million in cash is being held in storage by Gardaí. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, reporting an appearance yesterday by Commissioner Drew Harris before the Public Accounts Committee. The paper says that shocked TDs raised concerns over the security of the money, which was seized as the proceeds of crime. Commissioner Harris said he had faith in the security systems, but acknowledged that things can go wrong. The Irish Sun reports that Cheryl Tweedy's stalker has flouted a restraining order and is back harassing her. The Belfast Telegraph carries the victim impact statement of a 10-year-old girl who said she could no longer enjoy her birthday because that was the day her daddy was killed. The statement was read at the sentencing hearing yesterday of Mark Doak for the manslaughter of Ryan McNabb. Doak choked McNabb to death on his daughter's 8th birthday. The Irish Examiner is writing about fears that the hardening of Ireland's refugee policies may be leading to human rights breaches. Liz Dunphy reports on the case of a human rights activist from the Democratic Republic of Congo who disappeared after he was returned to his home country. His father, an opposition politician, had been murdered. And when he was also threatened, he fled and applied for asylum in Ireland. But his application was rejected and he was deported. Gardaí handed him over to officials in Kinshasa Airport 6 weeks ago, but he hasn't been seen since. Immigration lawyer Susan Doyle is quoted as saying 2 or 3 years ago, he would have been given permission to remain. Several papers give front page coverage to the Bezos wedding in Venice. Parties began last night and will continue for 3 days, reports the Mail. But in what it calls a world exclusive, the paper also reports that Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are already married. According to what the paper calls impeccable sources, the couple were married at least a month ago in the United States. One of those impeccable sources appears to be Jeff Bezos himself, who, according to the paper, personally confirmed the marriage, adding that they'd signed a prenuptial agreement to protect his $244 billion fortune. The Irish News carries a two-page spread on the Irish acts playing at Glastonbury. CMAT, Inhaler and the Merry Wallopers are on today. Kneecap are on tomorrow. Expect lots of pro-Palestinian sloganeering and government baiting, says the paper.
Lisa Pereira, 10 minutes past 8.